Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Something that's been in the news for quite some time now is the State Capture Commission. It's cost a fortune. We want to know what benefit we receive from it, and it seems to be dragging on. We were very excited to know that come next week, the report would be released. It would be released simultaneously to the presidency as well as to the public. We were then told that, no, wait, it's going to be released in three parts. We've now been told that the chairperson of the commission now wants to have a two-month further extension. And to add to all of this, our president is now asking for a four-month extension after receiving the State Capture report. The person that is going to help us understand what is going on is Sandile Swane, a political analyst. Sandile, a very warm welcome to you this morning.
Good morning to you, Chad, and your listeners.
So Sandile, let's just dive right in. The State Capture report, we've seen various extensions. We've seen that there's been asked for further extensions. Are we going to see a report next week? Is it going to be only in part? And does it mean we're not going to get it simultaneous to that of the president? He wants us to now wait a further 4 months so that he and his team can go through it.
Yes, Chad, let us hope that next week, which is the end of the year, we will get the end of December, the first report out of three. So every month end, according to the current proposal, every month end, December, January and February, we'll get a report. However, you must remember that this process has already taken six times longer than it originally was. This was originally a 6 months project. It's about 36 months old now.
Sure.
On top of that, with the current situation, the president himself has submitted, as you correctly point out, an application to the court. But what is interesting from a timing perspective, he highlights that in their discussion that it was not clear how this, what is going to receive when, and more especially the fact that even during March, some parts of the report will still be coming in. So it's not a clean cut issue that we will receive everything by the end of February in the first place. And in the other place, there's the problem that the work plan is not there. So we're expecting about two reports at the end of this month out of 17. So it's out of 17 streams that need to be completed. So he says he can complete two in December and then 15 in the next 2 months. And there's no work plan that Zondo has submitted to show that he can complete those 15 work streams in the time.
Sandile, I'm beginning to wonder whether all of this was worth it.
I think that, well, personally, I was one of the initial critics of this process. From a perspective of general political education and reducing the naivety of the South African public, I think the Zondo Commission has actually done its job. It has removed the innocence in the hearts and minds of South Africans who always had the most glowing impressions of all the cabinet ministers and presidents and all the CEOs of major companies. And we've seen that the upper class and the leading elites in South Africa are thoroughly corrupt through the Zondo Commission. This 4 months extension that Cyril Ramaphosa is asking for is probably from a tactical point of view politically in his advantage to say, even if the judges were to extend this thing maybe by 6 months and say, Zondo, we're giving you 6 months. And even if they gave Ramaphosa another 2 months to read the report and say something about it, it would help him because he's very much under pressure with the arrest of Jacob Zuma, the prosecution of Esma Khashule. And this report is going to recommend more people for prosecution, more people whose assets must be forfeited, more people for disciplinary hearings. And all of that means more political problem inside the ANC for the state president.
My greatest concern is we saw Hamoni and Krunea resign as head of the investigating directorate. She had a total of just 17 staff members and a budget of just over 100 million rand. She was reliant on being capacitated by the staff, be they prosecutorial staff or investigative staff who had been seconded or employed by the Zondo Commission. These further delays are again going to have this domino effect on the investigating directorate that we had so much faith in being able to bring some of those very people you just mentioned to the court to be held accountable for the fraud. What I do take away, however, what you said, is at least it opened the eyes of the naive to the inner mechanisms of how tender fraud worked, how tenders were created, how business was generated to bring back money into the coffers of politicians. But are you as concerned as what I am about the ID's capacitation, which was meant to be working almost as a spin-off of what was coming out of the State Capture Commission?
Yes, I think we have to salute Emian Grenier for probably taking a moral stand that she is not capacitated, she doesn't have the correct staff. It's not just about having staff in this case, because the investigation arm of South African government and the prosecutorial arm has been thoroughly corrupted. So you want to be able to have the best and independent professionals coming in, and she seemed to be struggling to getting that. And she has got to get money allocated to her by corrupt politicians. So she has been struggling for quite some time to get her unit going. But we hope that in the process of time, there will be some fluidity and allowing those things. And let me add this, that we must always remember that we have the door open for private prosecutions. AfriForum, I think, were pioneers in that regard. So I think Mr. Nell is there. So I think that these reports, if I were to get straight to the point, as these reports come out and become available, I think the public and other NGOs need to gear themselves for private prosecutions, because comrades are not going to prosecute comrades. They're going to try every trick in the book to escape prosecuting each other. And President Ramaphosa is not entirely innocent of cover-ups himself.
And on that note, Sandile Swane, a very Merry Christmas to you and your family. Compliments of the season to all.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Sandile Swane is a political analyst, and he was helping us to understand why President Ramaphosa now wants a further 4-month extension after receiving the state capture report.